I'm Stuart Buchanan, and today I'm joined in conversation with comedian Jenny Eclair to discuss how Britishisms could be causing us more stress than they're worth. Our quirks as British people may be part of what binds us as a nation, but being constantly uptight, overly polite, and queuing for hours on end can have a very detrimental effect on our postures and general stress-related health. Warner Leisure Hotels have created the ultimate solution for this problem with the introduction of the Great British Massage, and that's one of the things we're here to chat about today. Thanks for joining me today, Jenny.
It's an absolute pleasure, and I cannot wait for my massage because already today I'm quite het up.
How come?
Because I live in London. It's a daily fight.
Yes, I know.
I'm not saying that I need the Great British Massage, the Warner Great British Massage, more than anybody else, but, you know, if there was a queue, I'd like to be right at the front of it.
It'd be a great way to start every day, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't it? I might have to train the old man.
So just let's get into this then. What's the difference between this Great British Massage that Warner Leisure Hotels have come up with and, say, Swedish or Thai or any of the other ones that people have
thought of? Oh, one of the old-fashioned ones.
Yes.
One of those ones that we've all got a little bit bored of by now. Oh, it's new. It's brand new. And it's bespoke. It's a bespoke technique. It's been specifically designed by an expert in British stress, I think, and stress-related problems and exactly where those areas are, which I think is mostly around the neck and the shoulders and all down the arms and into the hands. And I would say also the buttock area. I'm not sure whether they're going to go down there.
They don't realise that's a place where a lot of people carry stress.
I think the British population, because we're a slightly embarrassed nation.
Yeah.
We're buttock clenchers, aren't we?
Ah, good point. Yeah,
do you know
what
I mean? You know, because you're so scared of somebody thinking you're an idiot or something, you know, when you're confronted in public by something peculiar going on, our first thing is to clench.
Yes.
Clench the buttocks.
Stress everything.
So I'd quite, if I'm going for one of these massages, I'd like them to start down there. Thank you very much. but I think generally that most of us, it's around the neck, isn't it?
Have you had a lot of massages in your life? Is it something you take a lot of time out to do? Or?
Do you know what? In my past, I've been very bad at having massages because I'm quite frigid. I was quite scared about people touching me that I don't know, but I've got over that. It's when, you know, we've all got that mate who goes, oh, let me do your shoulders. And you think, oh, please don't. I don't want your big, fat, sweaty hands around my neck. And I think that can put people off massages. But if you go to somebody who knows what they're doing and you're actually in a fabulous environment, you might even have a scented candle in the corner. It's a bit dark.
Ethereal music in the background.
You've got to check that, haven't you? If you don't like it, I think you're allowed to say, yeah, turn that rubbish off. And you're in a nice, clean, white towel.
Breathless talking. Somebody telling you to relax.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Not, you know, just advising. As soon as someone tells me what to do, I go, no, don't you tell me.
It's a contradiction in terms,
isn't it? Hackles rise and then
you
I need
to relax
more
mass.
Yes. But no, I think that the Warner's Leisure Squad know exactly what they're doing and they know where to target.
Well, so The research as part of this identifies kind of Britishisms, you know, queuing and things like that, that stress us all out. But I just wanted to we'll get to that. What about yourself, Jenny? You know, being a comedian for quite a while now, you know, being on stage,
many
being
decades.
On TV. I thought I'd put that quite diplomatically, thank you. it must be stressful. People must see you have fun on TV and that kind of thing, but it's not easy, is it? You must get stressed quite a lot.
I do get stressed. Touring is exhausting
because it's
not the gig, it's the build up to the gig, it's the travel.
The worry,
you know,
pacing.
I think in the end I will have to have a shoulder replaced from abuse of a wheelie bag. So that's, you know, everything is around my shoulders where I feel all the tension, all the pain. And the other thing that is often very disappointing is when you get to the theatre and the backstage area is quite grim.
Yeah.
And you always fancy a lie down. And sometimes you go into a dressing room, it's just a lino floor.
Uh-huh.
And that's when, you know, again, I want to lie down on the floor and cry for quite a long time. Because sometimes you arrive 6 hours before the gig and you literally are sitting on a plastic chair.
Yeah, for hours.
For hours on end, as if you've done something
constantly
terribly wrong.
And, you know,
yeah.
I feel like you're in a naughty corner.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, I'm very fortunate because I really enjoy the stuff on stage.
Yeah.
I like showing off. It's one of my things. But yes, I think that as you go up and down the country and people get in your way.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You sort of get furious. And also spending a lot of time on the motorway, seeing people driving very badly. Mm. And it's, you know, if it's raining and it's dark and all that, you sort of get tenser and tenser and tenser until you kind of like something that's going to break.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah.
You see, yeah, like gnashing your teeth.
Yeah.
And kind of stressed arms.
My jaw, it's like, you know when you see skeletons and it's that sort of thing and you just go, yeah, I'm clenching like
wearing
that.
Wearing your teeth down over the years.
I've got a friend and she grinds her teeth so badly she's had to be given a mouth guard.
Gives me shivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
horrible.
Not as bad as her. She's got control issues. She really needs a massage.
So what about these Britishisms then? I mean, they identified that over 50s identify a lot more strongly even with these certain quirks we'll say that we have.
I think we've run out of patience, some of us. I mean, I think you sort of... For me, I have a lot of huffing and head tossing. Uh-huh. You know, I'll see an advert for a skin cream that's meant to take 20 years off you, and I will toss my head in a sort of, yeah, right kind of way. So I'll put my neck out even further. The fact that I think I get repetitive strain injury as well from scrolling down to find my date of birth when you're filling in a form online, because that takes about, it's just constant. It goes on for about 20 minutes. And of course, the tendonitis from the fish shaking. you know, I'm a great fish shaker because you're not really allowed to do anything else,
no.
Are you?
No.
You're not allowed to swear. Hmm. You're really not allowed to swear.
Depends where you are.
Well,
not today. You can't
we're
swear
not
today.
Swearing today, and we're not swearing on public transport. We're not swearing at anybody. Nobody can stop you from fist shaking.
No.
And I do a lot of it when I'm by myself watching television. I get very angry about things. And I think that a lot of people are very angry about the state of the country and we're all very upset and concerned about Brexit. And I think the nation's shoulders have just come up and up and up.
I'll
and
take that point.
You know, they're up to our ears now and we need to let them drop.
What you were saying about TV, just speaking from personal experience, for example, I sometimes have to walk out the room. My girlfriend likes to watch a lot of sort of Big Brothers and, you know,
the realities.
Sort of Geordie Shore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's just people yelling at each other constantly and I don't know how you can sit down in front of that for half an hour. It makes me so angry.
You're getting reality show tinnitus.
I just had to go and sit in another room and just watch something calming, you know, just The Simpsons or something like that, just to make
really
me laugh.
Need,
do you know what I mean?
A Warner Leisure Hotel.
Sounds
massage.
Like it.
Even as a young man, they'll do you. Now wash your hands first and they'll wash their hands afterwards. They'll do you there, don't you worry.
One of the other things, actually, I noticed since I've lived in London, I haven't driven at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, not at all. Like,
what kind of coward are you?
Well, I don't need to. You know, I can't afford to run a car.
Okay, so you haven't got a car. That's why.
It's Dylan Moran's line out of Shaun of the Dead. I don't see the point in having a car in London, you know. But I'm less stressed.
Oh.
When you're in that little tin box of rage, do you know what I mean? When you're on the motorway or something, you just get angry at everything, don't you?
I'm quite good at driving in London. I can't do country roads because I'm frightened of my car meeting a cow and all that sort of thing. But people behave appallingly. And I'm not going to say this out loud because I will get so much stick, but I'm going to say...
I was going to say, you are going to.
Cyclists can sometimes be quite naughty, can't they? Now, I didn't say that.
I heard somebody came in.
Somebody came in, a strange woman came in and whispered that over my shoulder.
She had a good point, though.
I have a great deal of respect for cyclists, and I was sort of watching some of them this morning while I was in a cab. And I just thought, God, they look so fit and they're so fantastic and all that sort of... Imagine being able to... exercise like that without being sick. And but some of them, when they swarm and they go through the red lights and you're so scared of knocking one over and it sort of being your fault, I think that ups the tension. But I think, you know, we can't, as Londoners, can't claim more stress than anybody else.
No.
We'd like to, because that's what Londoners are like. But I think that nationwide, you know, the whole nation is in the grip of you know, being het up and pent up and concerned and anxious and a bit cross.
Do you think we're caught by that British stiff upper lip kind of thing? You know, that old kind of thing about Brits?
I still think we haven't learnt to let it go. Yeah. And, you know, now with the threat of leaving Europe, we'll never learn, because the Europeans have always been much better than us at sort of shrugging it off or shouting it out.
Yeah.
And the French, you know, the French shrug it off, the Italians shout it out. We bottle it up.
We need that catharsis, don't we, of being able to just let things go.
And if we can't let it go...
In a sensible way, of course.
If we can't let it go, we need to have somebody let it go for us. Yeah. And that's where the Great British Massage comes in.
Exactly. We're not talking about, like, nationwide road rage or anything like that. You need to find that outlet.
Yeah. We need help now before it all goes off.
Massages constantly. We all need a personal massage.
It'd be nice if it was all on the NHS, but it isn't, and that won't happen yet. But I think also, I mean, my hands are often very gnarly as well, because I type a lot. So I've got sort of, you know, computer. It's like a sort of eagle's claw.
Well, that's a very modern thing that everyone's starting to get.
And the hunch, you know, the computer hunch over.
I mean, I'm sat like this now. You know, I'm like the Hunchback in Notre Dame.
I know, darling, your posture is awful.
Tell me about it.
It's a good job this is a podcast and they can't see. I've got fabulous posture.
Now I'm too far away from my microphone.
Yeah, no, you have to come in. The trouble with us is that we don't know how to let it go. We're not as good as other European countries at sort of letting our emotions out physically. So, you know, like the French will shrug it off and the Italians will shout it out. Us Brits, we bottle it up. In fact, that has been statistically proven. Apparently, 45% of Brits agree that the British require more stress relief than other nations.
So what kind of things do you do then? Like, apart from our massages, what kind of day-to-day, what do you do to de-stress? How do you get rid of it?
Well, I've reached the great hobby age.
Hey.
Oh, do you know, because when
what,
we're
talking
young,
jigsaws or?
How dare you?
Jigsaws and a Sudoku?
How insulting can you get?
Hey, I love a jigsaw.
Well, actually, jigsaws, we could get, this is all going to get a bit involved. Well, I suffer from a thing called dry eye syndrome, which means that I can't see very small things for great periods of time because my eyeballs dry out. So jigsaws aren't great for me. But I paint.
Oh, okay.
I paint
Fantastic.
Really badly.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter, does it?
Well, it does, really. Because I really want to be good at painting. You see, I'm getting tenser and tenser thinking about my fist.
Clenching
is
your fist
clenched
there.
Now.
Are you punching easels at home? Is that what's happening?
There's a bit of easel punching. Punched me a canvas, right through the canvas. The thing is, because my partner's a very good artist and has always been in the sort of design business.
Okay.
So I'm very well equipped. I have all the gear. Mm. And so occasionally we'd go painting you know, en plein air outside, and you know, I've got an easel, I've got all the bits. Everyone thinks, oh, she must be good, and they come close and they get closer, and then they see how bad it is, and they kind of back off and they look really embarrassed for me. And then they're all tense, you see, so then they need a massage.
Reminds me of that old character from the Fashion. Do you remember him?
Yeah, it was black. It was Harry Enfield
throwing his things everywhere. Yeah. Like,
no, I'm very bright, I'm garish, I err on the side of garish, and I can't do perspective at all. Perspective makes me very tense.
Well, it's all about that, isn't it? It's all about perspective. Stress is all about perspective. See what they've done?
Do you see what you've done? A bit meta then, didn't you, or something?
So if people want to find out a bit more about these massages, Jenny, where are we going to send them?
Well, if you just, you know, on the nursery slopes of sort of finding out, you could simply Google the Great British Massage. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to go direct to Warner, you can go to warnerleisurehotels.co.uk/discover/Great British Massage.
Jenny Eclair, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolute pleasure.